Hi everyone. Okay, on this episode, we're going to talk about when you get into the program, in other words, when you submit your three videos and you get the congratulation page, this is what you're going to do first. All right? I know you're all excited about getting up your videos and all that kind of stuff, but you got to do this stuff too. So make this one of your priorities and let's get on it. I'm Cam, also known as Fuzzy, and welcome to the AIP Content Creator Podcast. All right, today we're going to go through what you need to do when you get accepted with a congratulations page into the Amazon program. All right, so this is the associated account. You'll find this in your Creator Hub, okay? Now, this is where you put all your tax information, your address and everything else that needs to go in here. And you can go to each page and go from there, okay? I'm going to run through a few. I can't open too much because it lets things open up too much. You know what I mean? So let me go through a few of these things and see what you got. And so change your password, obviously. All right? This is an important one right here, okay? So this is new, actually, because this was not here probably 2-3 months ago. So this is a site you could never find. And by gosh, it's on here. So click on that. And this is where you're going to put your socials, okay? TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I don't care where it's at. You put your URL on this site, okay? Attach it to here because Amazon wants to know. If you say anything about Amazon, put your URL here, okay? If you've got a affiliate site with, say, ClickBank or something, and you don't mention Amazon at all, yeah, you don't need that here. But yes, do that. Okay, so now the other side, the enter your mobile app. Now, okay, so this is for when there's a mobile app that doesn't have, say, a web page or on your, like, you can't get it to it on your PC. Right? It only has its own app and that's it. So I don't know if they're out there, but I'm sure they are. And so you got to put that on here if you mention Amazon in that app. Okay. All right. There's a really good thing to do. And I'm going to go back here. And this is another one that you can do. This is kind of new, but you can put in here, what are your websites and mobiles all about? Well, if you're putting it on there, you could mention that you're an affiliate with Amazon and you use TikTok to sell whatever have you and so on and so forth. So I don't know if this was really important, but if you want, fill it out. You know, I haven't heard anything that you have to. So, okay, edit your website information. Okay, so you can go in there and edit. Link your stores. Your store ID is linked. Okay, all your stores and all your links you can put right here. Okay. Whether it be US, Canada, UK, Australia, Japan, Germany, you can have all your links right here. Now, this is for the US, okay? So you have to be a US affiliate or Amazon influencer to use this, okay? All right, manage and track your IDs. You can do that too. If you've got multiple IDs, multiple stores, everything, put that in there, okay? Manage account users. Well, that's your primary email address. So change your email address, associate Stripe options. Okay, so this is where you can change whatever, right? And you can go in here and disable or enable your site Stripe little thingamajiggy up on the left-hand corner of your product page. That's where you're going to find this, okay? So you can go in there and enable that or not. Or if you don't want it, don't enable it. Okay, change your contact information, change your payment information. Okay, so now as a Canadian, we have to go in here and you can, you know, get, I'm not going to show you this because it's probably against rule and all that kind of stuff. So there's three options, right? You can direct deposit if you live in the States. You can get, I don't know, something else if you live in the States. The only thing that we're allowed to is get a check or you can go use Wise. I said this in another podcast episode that you can use Wise and you can do a direct deposit to Wise And then from Wise, you can do it to your account, whether it be U.S. account or not. I just get a check. I put it in my U.S. account. Done. I don't have any fees. I don't have anything to worry about electronically. That paper thing comes to me. It goes in my account. All right? So go through that and go from there. All right, change your payment plan. You can do that. View your payment history. You can do that. Now, if you click on this, it'll tell you all the stuff that they've sent you in each month, okay? And they break it down, whether it be, you know, sales or this or that. You don't know what that is if you're just getting into this, but they had a promotion out and they were paying $50 a video for this and that. They call it this and that. So you hashtag this and that into the description. So you've done a comparison, say two different kinds of tools, two different kinds of drills, or two different kinds of mouses, you know, your mouse that you use for your computer, or anything that you can compare. And there was guys making like 10 grand, 8 grand, 5 grand. I only made $250, but I had no idea, man, you could do that. I had 8 videos up and 5 were accepted. I had $250. Holy, if I'd have known that, I'd have kept going. It's tough to find this or that, though. I mean, who's got 2 blenders? Who's got 2 toasters? Who's got 2 this, 2 that? Tough, right? You just got to... Anyway, all right, enough about that. All right, view your payment invoices. Now, another one thing that's really important is your tax. Make sure you do your tax info. You're from Canada and you want to go in the U.S., you click on a thing that you accept, blah, 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 blah. You'll see it when you get in there, okay? Okay, so that's that's Canada. All right, so this is U.S. They're basically the same. There's just a few things added, not very much. Look at that. Okay, basically the same. The only thing is I've got a U.S. thing and a Canada thing for taxes, okay? U.K., they got nothing. There is no tax thing, nothing. I don't know how that is. There's nothing even in here to fill out. So, yeah, but you know what? UK is way more on board than Canada. Look at that. Look it all up on top on this help board. They've got all this stuff here. Canada, they got 2, right? So I hope they're on board in the next 6 months anyway. But yeah, so there's a short podcast episode that you need to do when you... and to get to this, all you do is go into your email. You can't see it here. And just touch your email right there, and it open and go to account settings. You can do your payment history, manage tracking IDs, and then you can log out. But yeah, just go right here, click on your or put your mouse on your. And if you're on mobile, I have no idea if this comes up or not. I don't even use mobile for any of this Amazon stuff because it's way different, and you can't get the information that I need to move on and get the info I need. Okay, so I said that twice. Just get a PC and it jives way better with Androids or Google phones than Apple, in my opinion. I've had a lot of people ask about Apple stuff. I go, oh, I don't know nothing about Apple. So my wife's got Apple. You can have it. Take it away. All right, that's all I got to say for today. See you in the next one. We're going to go to another training and we'll get on it. Bye now. All right, you guys, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button and the notification button because you don't want to miss that next video. All right, see you out there.